Jerry, are you still there?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Do you think that you need to maybe sit back? Do you not think you need to maybe sit back and recalibrate what your position is? I've listened to you today, and of course you're entitled to your opinion. Of course you are. That's why you're on. But you seem to be in denial that mental health is a real illness.
No, I'm not in denial. Do you know what I've noticed about your show, Stephen? See, unless you agree with the left wing, as in you agree, we're getting the hammering you give Mike Nesbitt, agree we're gay marriage, agree we're handing out money like it's like they're sweeties, you keep challenging till you get what you want. At the end of the day, as you say, we all have a free...
Our critics actually say we pander to the right wing. I need to swing both ways. I can't win.
But I didn't say that. At the end of the day, it's very hard to prove the mental health. Now, I gave you an example of my mother. What other example do you need? She got on with it.
With all due respect to your mother, Jerry, okay? And we all love our mothers. But you cannot base your entire knowledge of mental health on your mother. And you see, it's every time, Jerry, that you say, you're actually starting to wind me up. And let me tell you why. Every time that you say, oh, you know, she just got on with it. Why can't these people just get on with it? Would you say that to someone who had a heart attack, who was lying on the ground? Would you say, get up and get on with it? Well, do you understand that a mental illness, when the brain collapses or the brain is unable to function, do you understand that that individual is just as incapacitated as someone that's taken a heart attack and is lying on the ground? Do you understand that?
But this conversation all come around about troubles. That's a completely different scenario.
What is a different scenario?
Well, this all come around about the troubles. This conversation come around about the troubles.
Correct. And like, for example,
how long are we going to dwell on this for? As you quite rightly said to the first caller, David, I think his name was, 20 years from the end of the troubles.
I remember, I don't know, have you been listening to me for long?
What do you mean long?
Well, years.
A few years, just.
I remember, I don't know if you heard it. I remember a former police officer, it was about 2-3 years ago, and he was on the phone with me. And he'd retired for about 9 or 10 years. And I remember him coming on air and him describing how he was in a corner, huddled up in a fetal position, and he couldn't function. And that's because of what he had seen during the Troubles. And nine or ten years later, he was completely screwed, Jerry. He couldn't function.
Okay, well, you take someone in their 50s that witnessed everything, the Troubles, maybe even in their 40s. What about people in their 30s and their 20s that are claiming it? What's the excuse for them? Has their parents seen it? Now I understand what you're saying. It's very hard to prove that mental illness thing. It's extremely hard. But what's the excuse for people in their 30s at my age, even in their 40s?
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning,
Jay.
I look normal on the outside, but at night I get flashbacks of what I have seen and what I have had to lift off the roads. Me and my ex-colleagues served our community day in, day out, night in, night out. Do you know what it's like to wake up in the middle of the night as if you've wet the bed with sweat?
No, but this is all about benefits.
There you go. Let me finish.
Well, you asked me a question.
No, excuse me. You're coming on there. Have you dealt with anything like that there? Now, I know I've been listening to the show, and I commiserate, maybe that's not the right word, but my condolences to what's happened to you and your family. But at the end of the day, I have a severe mental health issue problem. And at the end of the day, Jerry, as it gets here, I'm waking up in the middle of the night with flashbacks with things that I have seen and I have done.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, and I think it's very irresponsible of you to shoot people down.
So
and saying about mental illness. You don't know what it's like to sit. Do you know what it's like to sit on the edge of the bed of a morning with anxiety, coughing and poking?
If you'd let me answer a question.
Right, go on ahead.
This conversation's about benefits. And as you stated, you're not on benefits. So
correct.
I'm sorry to hear what you've seen. You chose to do a job. That's part and parcel of the job. But you are not on benefits. You are not claiming benefits. So you are getting on with it. You are pushing on forward. You don't want to live your life like that.
I'm trying to get benefits.
Yes, but you're pushing forward. You don't want to sit in that benefits culture, claiming, getting into a victim mentality.
No, but it's the way that you've come over, Jerry.
But you didn't listen to what I said. I says I can understand where it's hard to prove.
You're telling people, Jerry, just to get on with it. Look, there are valid points that you're making this morning. There are valid points that you're making, okay? But it's when you tell people, just get on with it. I said my mother got up and on with it.
There's another gentleman who's just getting on with it. Doesn't want to get into
Well, I tell you what, let's listen to Jean's story.
Stephen, I can't stay here all day.
Okay, well, are you working today?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I've had a mechanic and work on.
You're what?
I've a lot of mechanic and work on.
Well, it's well for you, Jerry, that can go out to work and have the mental stability to work. Fair play to you. I can't.
But it's back to the same thing. It's welfare and you're getting on with your life. You're not sitting in that victim, getting the victim mentality. You're getting on with your life. You're moving on.
I tell you something, Jerry. I tell you something. You see, when you're sitting alone at night and things are going through your head, that's the thing. And loads of my colleagues who was in the emergency services with me, they're going through the same thing, both on the job and retired, like I am, Jerry. And it's not easy, Jerry. It's not easy.
I understand that, but, and this is no doubt Stephen's going to pounce on this one, but we all make decisions, and even you chose to do that job. Emergency services, obviously you're going to see things. It's quite gruesome, I understand that.
Yeah, well there's a lot of things that you're not trained for, Jerry.
Why don't we listen to Jean? Jean, explain what the impact is, how the PTSD manifests itself.
Well, first of all, the suicidal thoughts. The suicidal thoughts. And when you sit and you recall things that you've seen, you've done, you've put things into bags, you know, and people just don't understand what goes through your head. You know? People think all
What are the memories that you say you get flashbacks at night? What do you see?
Jobs that I've done, Stephen. Jobs that I've done. I put a 3-year-old child into a bag one night. And there wasn't very much left of her. And put her into a white coffin and put her into a hearse. Now, that's shocking. Joe Public on the street don't say that. You know, I didn't ask to be struck down with mental health issues, Stephen. I really didn't.
I'm trying to understand it, Jean. So it's not just a bad memory. It's a memory that does something to your brain. It haunts you, does it?
Haunts me? You wouldn't believe what me and my ex-colleagues is going through, Stephen. And there's no help for us. We're crying out for help.
What does it do? It just comes into your head. That image comes into your head, does it?
I could sit and watch something on the television to do with emergency services and my brain would click into overdrive. And, you know, my partner, you know, she suffers mental illness too and she can't get any help either. And it's when the anger builds up in you and you're sitting and you're so frustrated. But yet and all, at the end of the day, you're pushed to the side. The organisation I signed for and served loyally for 16 years, I'm sitting now a wreck. And it's hard, Stephen. It's hard. It's hard to get out of bed in the morning.
How old are you?
I'm 48.
And you can't work?
No, I can't, because the mental issues in my head, I couldn't stick things. Somebody said something to me sideways, something will come into my head, and I said I'd be snookered. And that's the layman's terms, you know. But it's just what I done. Yes, I agree with Jerry. I signed on the dotted line. So did a lot of people, Stephen. But at the end of the day, when you're out of the job, you're just a name and a number. And it's hard. It's hard, Stephen, you know.
I hear you.
It's hard to wake up in the mornings. You know, and as I say, it's just people don't understand. My colleagues have seen and went through what I've went through. But yet, no, there's nobody coming near my door saying, are you all right? Do you need a loaf? Do you need a pint of milk? Do you need a drop of oil for to heat yourself? I've seen me going to bed in a tracksuit. You know, it's hard, Stephen. People don't understand. It's hard. It's so, so, so hard, Stephen, every day to wake up. You know, I mean, what have I got to look forward to, Stephen, every day? Another bill coming through the door. I tell you about it not there. I hide. I hide because the postman's coming to the door just in case I'm going to get a letter saying I owe money or something. It's hard, Stephen. It really is. But people don't understand, Stephen. I know people are down and out and all the rest. And yes, thank God, touch wood, I have a roof over my head.
Gene, you've been very, very powerful today. Very, very powerful indeed. And I think you're certainly making me think, and I know you'll be making a lot of people think, Gene. Thank you so much for calling us, okay?
Stephen, thank you so much indeed for giving me the airtime. You're a gentleman. Thank you so much indeed.
All right, thank you. Morning to you.
Thank you.
My goodness, what an extraordinary call. And there's someone... You know, when we talk about the troubles in Northern Ireland, we sometimes just use that blanket phrase, don't we? And it's really, really worth hearing from someone like that. That's the impact of the troubles today, 2015. That's the impact over 20 years after the ceasefire. That's the trauma. That's why maybe Northern Ireland needs to be a special case. Let me just give you a telephone number if you feel that you yourself are having some mental health issues. It's a lifeline number, 0808 808 8000. If you do need help, you do want to speak to someone, 0808 808 8000.